Listening to Ontario Morning on CBC Radio 1. Gary will have the latest from Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, coming up on the regional news at 8:30. Right now it is 8:23. Imagine walking down the street and being able to scroll down through a Google search, through your glasses, or you want to catch up with the score in the latest Leafs game? No problem. Well, that's the goal for Google's latest technology, Google Glass. Think of it as a smartphone on your head. My next guest was chosen as one of the beta testers and the first person in Canada to try out the device. David Cicirelli lives and runs his business in London. He joins me on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Wade. Lovely to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. What do the glasses actually look like?
Well, it's actually, there's no lens in them. It's just a small crystal display that sits above your eye. So it's the lens itself, or the frame, it sits above your eyebrows. So it's non-obtrusive. You don't actually look through anything. The whole point is that you can still maintain eye-to-eye contact with people around you, those that you love. And then if you need to glance up at something or do, as you say, a Google search, you can simply glance up and then speak out loud, and it will adhere to your every command.
Okay, so take me through. How does it actually work? Is it just operated then with your voice command?
Exactly. So at this point, the home screen on the device says OK Glass. So you could say OK Glass, and then it brings up a menu. So you can take a photo, you can record a video, do a Google search, look for directions, even make a call or send a text message. So basically, it is voice command only, and then the results or any kind of actions, let's say you were going to make a call, then it would bring up your contact list, and you would see it in front of you and just be able to select the person that you wanted to call.
So it doesn't react to you blinking, for example, or anything like that?
Well, actually, there is something that's pretty cool. You can tilt your head back to turn it on, so you don't even have to touch it. So even just lifting your chin up in the air to a 30-degree angle will actually turn the device on. Further, you can even actually, as you move your head up and down, it scrolls up and down the menu as well. So I think there is some kind of gestures built into it, and I'm imagining it'll only get more advanced from here.
Yeah, okay. So other than sort of the usual phone calls and texts, what have you done with it?
Well, a lot. Anything that's hands-free, really. I think that's kind of the type and use of the application that I find most interesting is being able to take video hands-free. I was with my son in New York City, and we were doing a day at the Central Park and the zoo. And it's amazing because oftentimes you get, if you've been at a play or a special event, the debate is often between do I take a video or a photo or do I just sit there and enjoy the moment? So now with Google Glass, you actually get to do both. You can just say, OK, Glass, record a video, and then it records. And then you can kind of walk around or enjoy the play or school concert, and just kind of know that it's recording in the background for you.
Cool. So you just say record and then stop recording.
Yep. So by default, it records only 10 seconds, but you can record as long as you want. There's enough storage capacity on Google Glass, really, for a whole 8-hour day of high-definition video recording.
So, and then you could just say, and send it to my family.
Exactly. So you can share on Google+, you can share on Facebook or Twitter as well, which is really amazing. So the photo, I'm actually personally really impressed with the quality of the photos. We put some of the videos on our home television, and people that saw this are like, wow, it looks like an HD camera that's, connected to your eyeglasses.
Can you actually do it in real time? Like, could you actually give me a tour of a place with it on?
You, Yep, you can. So you would have to, at this point, be a part of a Google Hangout. So Google Hangouts are like, if you ever done like a Skype video call or an instant messaging video call, Google Hangouts is the same idea. So it's basically a video call, and I can look out, and you would see what I'm seeing, and the person on the other end could be in front of their computer, or if they had Google Glass as well, you can kind of both see what each other is seeing in your glasses, which is really quite phenomenal.
So if you're walking down the streets in London, for example, you come across a building, could you just say, I'm at this address, what is this building?
For sure. One of the things you can do a Google search. It also has a GPS built into it. So one of the things by scrolling forward, moving your finger along your temple, basically along the rim of the glasses, it shows you the five places or four places nearby. So being downtown, staying in the hotel, it showed me a number of hotels or restaurants along Front Street. So I was amazed. I'm like, oh, it knew, and I picked one of them, and I actually went there for dinner last night. So, definitely came into a practical application right away.
How distracting is it to have this, the text or video, whatever it is, superimposed sort of in front of your eyes?
Yeah, so it looks like it's about 10 feet out in front of you. It's the equivalent of about a 42-inch HD TV projected out in front of you. But as I mentioned, it does sit above your eye, so it's not directly within your line of sight. That's the whole key to it. And furthermore, it turns on when you want it to, but then you can turn it off. If you don't touch anything, it turns off in 3 seconds. So it really kind of disappears very quickly. But, as long as you're kind of working with it and doing a scroll around, then it's ever present if you need it and off when you don't.
So what's your assessment?
Well, it certainly caused quite the stir where, when you would ask about it being distracting, it's probably more distracting for folks around me were wondering, well, what are you wearing on your head? And some people will kind of whisper, Google, that's Google Glass. and I'll walk right up to them and I'll say, oh, you heard of Google Glass. Do you want to give it a try? So dinner last night took about 2 hours because of all the people I was showing it to. And they were, both my assessment, I think, as well as others, just people really fascinated and can see the potential in the technology.
Do you actually get to keep them?
Yep. So these are mine to own. So I did purchase them outright from Google. And, I imagine when they have other generations in the future, they'll be better, and I'll likely be first in line, so to speak, to buy those too.
Well, David, thank you very much for telling us about the Google Glass experience.
You're very welcome. Great to be here.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Cicirelli is based in London. He is the first Canadian to be chosen to test Google Glass. It's about the Google Glass experience.
You're very welcome. Great to be here.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Cicirelli is based in London. He is the first Canadian to be chosen to test Google Glass.